Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you for this time you've allowed us to come together yet again to just receive the word of God. We thank you for the women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who surrender and submitted to your will and said yes and founded this call. We thank you, Father, for Artists International, which is the thread that has brought us all here together. And we just want to continue to magnify your name, glorify your name, and give you the praise, honor, and reverence that is due you. We just want to continue to trust and walk out what you have for us, what you've purposed for our lives. So again, we say thank you, Father, simply for loving us, because where would we be without the love of Jesus? So again, I just want to glorify your name, God. I want to magnify your name. I want to ask you to continue to touch the man of God as he prepares to come forth with a message from the throne room. So again, we just thank you. We ask you to join us. We ask you to meet us in this place, and we do so with a reverence and an honor and a love and a passion for your will, O God. We praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Now I will turn the call over to the host. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister LaShawn. Take it away.
Praise God for you. Excuse my congestion, but God is still on the throne, and God is still good. So good morning, Master's Call family. This is LaShawn in Delaware, and I greet you all with Jesus' joy and with the love of Christ. And I just want to say welcome to the Master's Call. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, we just want to tell you that you are welcome in this telecommunications sanctuary every single Monday through Friday, as well as whenever you want, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or our interactive website. And for our returning Master's Call family, we just want to say thank you for saying yes to the Master again, and saying thank you for joining us and sharing your testimonies and your praise reports and your prayer requests and what God is doing in your life. We are just excited about that. The Master's Call was founded October 25th, 2010, by two victorious women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, our awesome, awesome motivator. She is also affectionately known as Dr. Dimples. And I tell you, they listened to God's mandate to a T. They prayed. They fasted. They spoke with someone else who's a mighty woman of God. That is our platinum president, Marie Preston. And they went ahead and pressed on to this call. And God gave them a mission statement. That mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And I tell you, if you go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net, you will see exactly why I say that believers are empowered, enriched, and enhanced as they begin their day. Because there, you can find archived messages from the beginning of this call, including the ones that are from years ago. So that's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. You are able to listen to these calls whenever you would like to, and that's just the beauty of technology. God also gave them a scripture reference to stand on, and that scripture can be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So Master's Call family, we start our call off in prayer, we end this call off in prayer, and we encourage you, the believer, to continue your day in prayer, because we know when the prayers go up, God's mighty, mighty blessings come down. So we're very excited about this call. Join us on our website. It is truly interactive. You can You can send us messages through our comment box. You can send us your prayer requests, your testimonies. You can just shoot us a line and just say hello. We're just thinking about you. You can also use this website to see our prayer directives for our fast. We are up to day 30 of the fast, and I tell you, it is amazing when you work with God's commands and fast and meditate and just take away those things that are lustful to you, or things, you're basically sacrificing something so you can hear God's voice a lot better. So no meats, no sweets, no treats, and if you can, other things like television or Facebook or what have you. But the point is, there are prayer directives that go in conjunction with this fast, and without prayer and meditation, it's just a diet. So we encourage you to go to our website and see what the prayer directives are per week, so this way we can stand and touch in agreement so that we can be heard and we can just bombard heaven with our prayers and along with the fast. We're also excited about what is going on at Artists International. So all Artists International distributors, I encourage you to go to your back office and see what is going on there. I tell you, there's always a special that is going on that will not only help your business out, but it'll help out those that you care about. Directly after this call is the MMC call, which is the morning motivational call. The morning motivational call, and that call was founded by Platinum President Dorothy Cook, but it's also headed by artistpreneurs, movers and shakers in the business, those who are motivators and all about action. They encourage you to do your stellar best as it relates to your business. So join us on that call. It's directly after this one, which is 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, 6:30 Mountain, and 5:30 all the way out there on the West Coast. And if you happen to be listening to us in the UK, that is 11 o'clock your time. So we are excited about what God is doing with Artists International. That phone number is area code 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-pound. So you may say, well, wait a minute. What is Artists International? What is a Platinum President? Who are these people? I have no idea what you're talking about. I thought this was a prayer call. And you are at the right place at the right time. God saw it fit for you to know more about Artists International. So I encourage you to go back to the person who told you about Artists International and ask them to usher that information to you. But just to give you a little update, Artists International is the best health and wellness company on this side of heaven, as Minister Brenda would say. We are the leaders and reshapers, the leaders in health products. And I tell you, there is so many awesome things about Artists International, but the best thing is it changes the mindset of many. So many people have changed their zip codes. So many people have added extra commas and zeros to their bank accounts. But the best blessing of it all is helping other people reach their optimal potential with their health goals. So again, please go back to the person who told you about this call and ask them to tell you more about Artists International. Before we go to our speaker, because it is about to be preaching time, and I'm just so excited because I love hearing a word from this gentleman that's about to come forth, I just want to remind you that you can email us as well. That email address is info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. There, you can also send us your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your testimonies. We love, love, love hearing from you. So please utilize either our website or our email address, Minister Robin, our prayer general, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Webspoon, will get back to you as soon as possible. So we just want to say thank you once, thank you twice, and thank you three times for joining us as we welcome our speaker for this hour. He is none other than Minister Lance Waterman. And he says, make a decision, move now. And that is the mantra of Coach LA, as he is affectionately known. And he is embodied as a certified life coach, professional coach, and health and wellness coach, a business coach, and an executive coach with World Coach Institute and Dream Release Coaching. Coach LA is committed to helping individuals transform their mind, their body, and spirit by creating and accomplishing powerful goals and developing a life plan. Through his flagship coaching programs, Prepare for Success Now and Defeating Procrastination, Coach LA inspires and empowers believers and individuals to take their life to the next level and tap into their greatness that is with them. I tell you, go to www.themasterscall.net to learn more about Minister Lance Waterman, but I am moving out the way so I can hear thus saith the Lord from this mighty man of God. Are you there, Coach L.A.?
Amen. Thank you, Minister LaShawn. Thank you for that warm welcome. Let me just first thank my Lord and Savior for this opportunity. I thank the great pillars of the TMC call, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, and I thank my sister, Minister Kai, for seating me. And I'm going to speak a special blessing and anointing and healing over your body, Minister LaShawn. You are healed right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise God. Thank you all for showing up and showing out on this call. I do have a message for you in season, and I asked God, Lord, what would I say to your people? And he gave me the message from 1 Corinthians 2:16. We have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. And so with that being said, 1 Corinthians, if you know about 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, in verse 16, it says basically, well, we have the mind of Christ. It tells you that we have. So if we have the mind of Christ, why are we still thinking about things that's in the past? Why are we still holding on to our past? Why are we still holding on to thoughts that are no good for us for our future? I want to read something. Do you have the mind of Christ? That is a question I want to challenge each and every one of you this morning. Do you have the mind of Christ? There are scriptures to support God's word in terms of having the mind of Christ. In Philippians 2, verse 5, in the King James Version, it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. I'm going to repeat that again. Somebody missed that. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ. If we have a Christ-like mind, see the scripture saying, let this mind that be in you that's also in Christ. In Romans 8, 5, and 6, it says, for those who live according to the flesh and set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on things of the Spirit. Isaiah 26, 3, it says, do keep him in perfect peace whose mind it stayed on you because he trusts you. See, in order for us to move forward in life, we should have developed a mind like Christ. And developing a mind like Christ, what is that? It's, do you see the beauty of the Holy Spirit as Christ sees it? This is what, when you have the mind of Christ, seeing the beauty of life, of the holy life, as Christ sees it. Do you see lost people through his eyes? See, Jesus Christ saw that, and if we're putting on the Spirit of God and have the Spirit of God in us, we should see these things. Do you understand the eternal purpose of God with the same conviction that Jesus had? I'm going to repeat that one again because that's a good one. It says, do you understand the eternal purpose of God with the same conviction that Jesus had? See, you can only experience this if you have a Christ-like mind. You cannot be in the world and have a Christ-like mind and thinking you're going to see this. The Apostle Paul stated clearly in 1 Corinthians 2 and 16, he says, we have the mind of Christ. It's a reminder, if you're a born-again Christian, you have the mind of Christ. What are the implications of having that Christ-like mind? Well, we become new creatures, a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. We are made in a new attitude of our minds. We are made in a new attitude. This is some of the implications. When we put off the self and put on a Christ-like mind, we put off our old self and we put on our new self. Again, we put off our old self and we put on the new self. We live by the Spirit and not by the flesh. This is when you have a Christ-like mind. We become instruments of righteousness rather than instruments of wickedness. See, we cannot continue to do bad thinking, okay, good is going to come to us if we still have a mind that's in the world. We have been buried with him through baptism into death in order that we may live a new life. I mean, I've just read some of these implications, and the key word in most of these is new, because these things are no longer of us. We have to remind ourselves that if we have a Christ-like mind, we have a new mind. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. We have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God. We are rescued, amen, rescued from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's Son. We have become adopted sons of God. We are born again, born from above of the Spirit and not of the flesh. These are just a few implications when we put on the mind, when we have a mind like Christ, amen. So the goal of this transformation is to go out and make disciples, because you're not doing it in your own flesh, but God is leading you to do it. To become like God in character, the whole concept can be summed up in a simple and astonishing statement that we are to become like God. I'm going to say that again. The whole concept can be summed up at saying we are to become like God when we have a Christ-like mind. Again, Philippians 2 and 5, it says, let this mind, which was also in Christ, okay, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ. Some of us have this stinking thinking, and it is a stinking thinking, because if you listen to people, you say, man, how could you think that? How could you think that? We have Christians that are thinking of things of old, not knowing that, you know what, if you put off the old self and put on the new self, you have a new mind. Renew your mind. And so we have to remember that we, as children of God, should be thinking things as God has thought them. Amen? And so let's talk about how Adam came upon this. Adam was new. Jesus was a son of God. They had a mind as Christ has had it. And so we have to think about these things when we're walking around talking about, oh, woe is me. Oh, I don't know where this bill's going to be paid. See, my mind is like this. I know who I serve. And so because I know who I serve, I know that God has me. He has my back. And also, we have to remember to live for the things that are unseen. You see, if we have a different mind, if we have a mind like Christ, we have to live for the things that are unseen. Two of the great statements about this transformation are contained in the 2 Corinthians 3:18. We are being transformed into this likeness with ever-increasing glory. And in 5:17, it says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. A look at what is said between those two statements tells us a good deal about the nature of the transformation. We have to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, by the renewing of our mind. It is a daily process. As God gives you a new day, I always ask God, Lord, remember my mind, because my mind has a tendency to want to think on other things rather than the things of God. So every day is an opportunity. Every day will become a challenge, because the Bible says, think on these things. Finally, brothers, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think. This is the operative word. Think on these things. How many times that you've gone to work and you've heard somebody say something crazy out of their mind. So the Bible says that a man is as he thinketh. And when you got the correct man, you shouldn't say those things. That is his nature because his mind has not been renewed. And so we got to pray for people as their minds are renewed in Christ. Renewed in Christ, not of the world, but of the heavenly places. And when you listen to your sons and daughters and your husband, your wives, and they say some crazy stuff, the Bible says the man is as he thinketh. And it might be a repetitive thing. So we have to be careful what comes out of our mouth, because what comes out of our mouth normally tends to say this is what we're thinking about. That's why we have to renew our mind. I'm going to read that scripture again. Finally, brothers, and I'm wrapping up here, what sort of things are true? What sort of things are honest? And it goes on and so forth. It says, if there be any virtue, another operative word, if there be any praise, God is about praise and virtue. Think on these things. That's why your mother always said to you, boy, you better think before you speak. You better think before you speak. Man, we have to be careful what we allow to come out of our mouths, because that is the result of what comes from the mind. And so you have to renew your mind as we take off the old self and we put on the new self. God is saying you are a new creature. And so we cannot continue to speak those things that we used to talk about. We can't be fraternized with old friends talking about old things, and we're talking about we're a new creature in Christ. We have to live by the Spirit. Live by the Spirit. We have to be yielded. We have to be yielded to God. How can we achieve our transformation if we're still walking in the old self? That is a challenge. That is a question. And I'm going to leave with this scripture here in Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. Remember, family, if we have the DNA of God and we have the mind of Christ, there is nothing that we cannot achieve without God's help. We have to be steadfast and unmovable. Let this mind that be in us, that was also in Christ. Praise the Lord. Back to you, Minister Deshaun.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, praise God, and praise God for that mighty, mighty word. We as TMC family, we as believers, we are steadfast and unmovable, and we are definitely looking every day to be more like Christ by asking him to invoke his presence into our hearts and our minds and our souls. So we thank you for that word. Minister Waterman, we ask that you come back after the prayers have been lifted for our closing benediction. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just come to say thank you. We come to say good morning. We come to say we love you. We come to say we praise you. We come to say that we just gratify your name, and we just thank you and uplift you in all that we do. We thank you, Lord, for the word that has come forth this morning, reminding us to put you first, to remind us to think like you, Lord, to remind us to love like you, Father, to remind us that we can elevate and do all things through Christ, because we know that you are the one that sends us strength. So, Father, we just want to say thank you. We want to say thank you for this mighty man of God that came on this morning and preached the word straight from the throne room. We ask you, Father, that you continue to renew, continue to increase, continue to do what it is that needs to be done for his territory to be enlarged, continue to do what needs to be done for his family to stay enriched, and continue to do what needs to be done, Lord, so he can walk in divine favor and continue to help others as he come across them, Lord. God, we just want to thank you for this master's call, having an opportunity to praise your name all day long, Lord, giving us an opportunity for this telecommunication sanctuary for us to convene Monday through Friday, God. We want to thank you first for the technology makers, Lord. You knew when they were born that this day was going to come. You knew that when they were born that Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. PK was going to say yes. You knew when Papa D Diaz de Leon was born, that he was going to create Artists International, which will be the thread to bring believers together Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock Eastern. Lord, we just want to say thank you for planning in advance, and just thank you for us not leaning into our own understandings, but instead trusting on you. So, Father, we come to you collectively. We come to you individually in the need of prayer. And, Father, though many of the prayer requests were unspoken, we just want to talk about the ones that were spoken, Lord, because we know that you know what's in our hearts and our minds and what keeps us up at night, Lord, and what wakes us up early in the morning. God, we just want to say thank you for those who call in and just let us know what you're doing in their lives, Lord. We just want to say thank you for Jackie out there in Indiana, Lord. Continue to bless her and her family. Keep them strong. Keep them close, Lord. Comfort them when they're in need. We want to say thank you for Sharon, Lord, out there in Philadelphia. Keep her motivated. Keep her going for her ministries, Lord. We just want to say thank you for strengthening her and keeping her as well as her family, Lord. We want to say thank you, God, for everything, even when it's things that we don't understand, even when it's things that we want to complain about. We ask that you remove the complaint and replace it with a praise. So, God, as we uplift the Smith family with the going home to you of our beloved sister Joni, Lord, instead of tears, replace it with us dancing in the morning because she suffers no more. She wins. She wins because she is with you right now, God. But let her daughters know that, God. Let her mother know that, Lord God. Let those who love her around her know that, Lord God, that cancer did not win. It, in fact, lost because she now has the opportunity to be with you. Glory be to God. So we just want to say thank you for all of our family members that may have gone home to be with you, God, because we know that joy comes in the morning, and though we may want to wipe and shed a tear, and though we may want to cry and feel like we can't go on, God, we just stand on you, and we just stand firm because we know that you are the Alpha and the Omega and the strength maker, the way maker, and the pain takeaway, oh God. So we just want to say thank you. And Father, we just ask that you strengthen those on the line right now. Encourage them that they can go on. Let them know that their finances will be blessed. Let them know that their marriages will be blessed. Let them know that their home will not be foreclosed and it's blessed. God, we just thank you for everything you are doing in our lives. And Father, as we close this prayer, we know that we are leaving this call, but we never, ever leave your presence. So God, we ask that you bless us and have us walk in divine favor. We ask that we walk, let people know that we are Christians, not because we wear a cross, not because we have a shirt, not because we have a hat, and not because we say so, but God, remove all those old behaviors from us so that we can emulate Christ through our lifestyle. So God, we just want to say thank you. We want to ask you for blessings on the highways and byways. We want to ask you for your blessings when we're out looking for those who are in need of our help with Artists International, Lord. We just want to ask for your blessings as we walk into the workplace, and we know that we are not fighting against flesh, but we're fighting against demonic forces. So God, we ask for a hedge of protection over each and every person under the sound of my voice, especially the man of God who brought the word this morning, because the enemy is mad that he has been put on notice. So God, we ask for all your blessings. We give you the honor, we give you the glory, and we give you the praise. And together as a Master's Call family, we just say amen, amen. Glory be to God, amen. Master's Call family, I tell you, God is so good. He is so good to us. And we encourage you to join us again tomorrow, 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, and all the way out there in California, in the West Coast, that is 5 o'clock in the morning. We also ask you that you go ahead and visit our website again, www.themasterscall.net. Utilize us and let us know what God is doing in your life. We also want to send out a prayer for Godmother Dorothy Cook's granddaughter, Jazzy Starks. She was in an accident, but Father God, we know that you are in charge, and even though an accident is a name, although she may have cuts, bruises, or what have you, God, we know that you are in charge, and accident must bow down to the authorities of Jesus, and we know you are covering Jazzy Starks as we speak, Father, so we thank you in advance for that. Jump on the morning motivational course. call as soon as Minister Lance gets off the line with the benediction. That number again is 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-pound. Minister Kai, I love you, love you, love you. Thank you for greeting and seating God's children this morning with such Jesus joy. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. PK, thank you for your yes. Master Call family, without you, this call could not go on. But most of all, without God, we cannot go on. And Minister Lance Waterman, Coach LA, my God, my God, my God, thank you for such a powerful, powerful word. If you want to hear this word again in its entirety today, 712-432-1085, and the access code is the same, 957-677-POUND. Please come and close us out with the benediction.
Amen, amen. Remember, we have the mind of Christ when we feel the passion of his soul and submission to the will of God, even unto death. My family, put off the old self, put on the new, because you're a new creature in Christ. Be well. God bless. See you next time.